Hello, this is Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week. Harvest season can be any season. With cool season crops like broccoli and cabbage starting to develop, it will be important to think about harvesting them before the summer heat starts to ruin their flavor. Other crops like lettuce and greens can also be harvested repeatedly, so proper harvesting techniques are important to know year-round. There are a few ways to know when to harvest, and you can be strict or loose with them as long as the crop is ready and not close to rotting. The first way to gauge your harvest window is the days to maturity, or DTM, often found on the seed packet. This is usually the number of days from seeding until a ripe fruit or vegetable is ready. The DTM can also be noted as after flowering, but the days may be sooner or later depending on the variety. So, for example, cucumbers have 55 to 65 days to maturity, or 15 to 18 days after flowering. The DTM numbers can be a good indicator, but obviously need room to account for variables like weather and nutrients that may speed up or slow down the timetable. Another indicator for harvest is appearance. Ripe red tomatoes and watermelons with dark green stripes certainly look ready to harvest. This takes a better understanding of what cultivar is in the garden and how that cultivar looks when it's ripe. Lemon Boy and Sun Gold tomatoes will look a lot different than Cherokee Purple or Red Fig. Size and color are the two best indicators here. The last point to consider when harvesting is whether the harvest is one and done, during a harvest window, or across the season. Crops like tomatoes and cucumbers can be harvested frequently on a weekly basis. Tomatoes can also come as determinate or indeterminate plants. The determinates will grow to a certain point and then set their flowers and fruit, while the indeterminate will continue to grow and flower throughout the summer and fall. Most crops grow in the determinate fashion, such as corn and onions, in one harvest. Broccoli can be harvested once with the main stem's head, but then produce side stems that will also head. However, cauliflower is usually harvested once, but does like to have its leaves tied over the head to promote tight, white cauliflower heads. Both broccoli and cauliflower should be harvested before the heads turn into flowers. Knowing which plants will bear early, late, or in a specific window will help you plan for storage and processing. Several rounds of tomatoes and okra may provide meals all summer, while the final haul of potatoes, carrots, and onions are probably going to be stored for a while. Canning and pickling may be the best solution to high yields and full pantries. Harvest season can be rewarding and overwhelming at the same time. Timing this schedule can help organize the pantry. This has been Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week.